This is utterly indicating progress node patient in battle, BATTLEL runner, RONLD, date of birth 4/11/1950, place, Autumn Lake, nursing rehab at Arlington West, date of service 1/9/2024. Patient seen at the nursing home today's follow-up visit for seizure disorder, dementia, anemia, history of prenatal illness. This is a 73-year-old male. He has been admitted to the nursing rehab. Because patient has known history of seizure disorder, dementia, history of alcohol abuse disorder, he is unable to function. He required assistance in his ADL. Today, no headache or dizziness, no shortness of breath, no fever, no nausea, no vomiting. In the system, no headache or dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no vomiting, musculoskeletal. No pain, gentle urine, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, his memory is impaired, he's forgetful, his blood pressure 110 over 68, pulse 82, temperature 98.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse oxygenation, pulse ox 98%. Had it met pneumophilic, eyes and ectaric, neck supple, no JVD, chest, non-tender lungs, no wheezing, heart SMS2, regular abdomen soft, non-tender bowels from past extremities, no leg edema, neuro, he's awake, forgetful, disoriented, generalized weakness. Recent lab, WBC 8.0, hemoglobin 9.9, marker 38.8. ALT 14, ALT 21, BUN 14, chloride 102, creatinine 0.69. The lantern lab done in November at 14.5. Assessment, seizure disorder, neck and dementia, neck and history of alcohol use disorder. Plan of care. I have reviewed all the medications. We'll continue our return medication on thiamine 100 mg PO daily. Tylenol 650 Q6 PNF for pain and aches. Capra 500 mg BID. Dilantin 100 mg 3 times a day. Miralax for constipation. Magnesium oxide 400 mg 3 times a day supplement, sodium chloride tablet 3 times a day for hyponatremia, thiamine 100 mg daily. Patient is medically stable, continue all his current medication. Next patient. Roger. Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N, Richardson, Roger, R-O-G-E-R, date of birth 9/13/1953, place, Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West, date of service 1/9/2023. This is a follow-up visit patient seen at the rehab for the recent bronchitis that was treated has significantly improved. Cough has resolved. Patient also has pulmonary hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, triglyceride, FEMPA bypass, diabetes, depression, history of cognitive impairment, CVA with the left hemiparesis, reserve system no hepatocondylitis pulmonary no cough has significantly improved cardiac and chest pangea and warm temus co-skeletal no pain and urinary hematuria and neuron syncope. Physical patient is awake, he's alert, cooperative, sitting on the wheelchair, blood pressure 140 or 70, pulse 72, temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, respiration rate in pulse 98%. Had it make normocholic eyes and ectaric and exoclusivity, chest and tender lungs. Clear, no wheezing, heart testiness, two abdomen, soft, non-tender, was some past extremity, no edema, no cough, tenderness. Neuro. Left side weakness. Assessment number one, CVA, the left side weakness, next line. Pulmonary hypertension, next line. Recent acute bronchitis improved, next line is the COPD, next line. Hypertension, next line is the prostatic hypertrophy. Labs reviewed by me, medications. Reviewed for BBH is maintained a flow max 0.4 mg daily will continue for hypertension patients and Norvaxian, Metoprolol and Hydralazine currently controlled. For a COPD he has been on inhaler doing well. PVA maintained on statin lipid at 40 mg daily. For COPD is also on maintenance as we discussed 250 or 51 per BID will be continued the same. Docu says 100 mg BD for constipation, Tylenol, PRN, melatonin for insomnia. Calcium tablet for supplement. Scopolamine patch you get every 72 hours for increased secretion. Xarelto 20 mg daily. Patient has a history of DVT and he has been maintained on anticoagulation for that reason. At this point, we'll continue all his current medication. No new order today. Next patient is Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Roosevelt, R-O-S-E-V-E-L-T, date of birth 6-12-1939. Place Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West. Data service 1-9-2024. Data service patient seen today. And follow up at sub-Q rehab. Patient has been managed at the nursing rehab with CVA, residual right side ME pieces, heart blocks, post pacemaker, atrial fibrillation, prostate cancer, seizure disorder, CKD, obstructive uropathy requiring nephrostomy tube placement. Patient was recently hospitalized because of dislodged nephrostomy tube. Was admitted to hospital patient event IR guided nephrostomy tube placement. Aliquis as temporary held. Rishima's electrolyte imbalance supplemented. Foley catheter was exchanged. Rishima was given brass back to antibiotic for catheter-associated UTI. After stabilization, patient was sent back. Today, when I saw the patient, he's lying on the bed, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, he's awake, but his memory is impaired. He's forgetful, disoriented. His blood pressure 133 over 64, pulse 68, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 98%. Arrhythmic pneumocardic angina, cardiac neck supple, no JVD, chest, no tender lungs, no wheezing, heart, SNS problem, soft gauze, no positive. Janitor urinary right nephrostomy tube in place, Foley catheter in place and working. Extremity, no edema, neuro, he's awake. Forgetful, disoriented, lying on the bed, gait not tested. Patient is confused. Assessment is stress post. Placement of the new nephrostomy tube and the right nephrostomy tube that was dislodged. Next in status post, Foley catheter change. Next line, CVA with the right side hemiparesis. Next line, heart block, status post, pacemaker placement. Next line, AFib. Histia pericardio versus pleural effusion. Currently no issues. Histia seizure disorder maintained on TEPRA. Hypertension maintained on amlodipine. Patient with CFC colitis has been treated. No diarrhea that has recovered. CF iron deficiency anemia. At present, will continue all his current medications reviewed. He's on amlodipine, 10 mg daily, Senecart, 2 tablet daily, atorvastatin, 40 mg daily, Eliquis, 2.5 mg BID, Flomax 0.4 mg daily, Fluoxetine 20 mg daily, vitamin C daily, Carvedilol 25 mg BID, Tepra 250 mg twice a day, potassium chloride 20 mEq daily, Ferrous Affairs 325 mg BID, will follow up BMP, continue all his current medications. Here can discuss the nursing staff.